Grace to you. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 22nd of June. I'm your host, Paul White. Good to have you with me today as we journey and head towards the end of the sixth chapter of the book of Galatians. We are in verse 15. Paul says, "For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but a new creation." What's this mean? Well, you got to look at the whole book of Galatians really to get the full context. You and I have been at this for months in this book. So in the immediate context, remember, he's been closing this letter by talking about those who desire to put those Gentile Christians back under a form of Judaism in which they must be circumcised. They're doing this, Paul says, not because they're true zealots for the law, but because they don't want to be persecuted for the cross. Because if you believed in the cross, you wouldn't have to be physically circumcised. Why would you? He's been cut. Why would you need to be cut? This is Paul's contrast. This is his example. There's a great point made, I think, in this sixth chapter. He said they're not able to keep the law either. They don't keep it. There's rank hypocrisy. They just want to boast that they're getting you to do things that make them look good. God forbid that I would brag about anything I can do in my flesh. The only thing I have to brag about is the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I've been crucified to my flesh, and I've been crucified to the world, and the world has been crucified to me. And as we brought out yesterday, and I hope you did your homework, because we took you to 2 Corinthians 5, showed you the 14th and 15th verses, where Paul rounds out the theology that is on the surface of Galatians 6:14, namely, that the world's been crucified to him and he's been crucified to the world. When you go to 2 Corinthians 5, you notice that the love of Christ compels us, that if one man died, all have died. And that if a man lives, he no longer lives to himself, but he lives for Christ. Christ lives through him. That's a better rounded theology to this Galatians 6:14 idea that Paul doesn't boast in anything except the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the homework I gave you was to read verses 16 and 17 of 2 Corinthians 5 and put that up against Galatians 6:15, and you'll notice rounded theology. So let's go Galatians 6:15 first. And then 2 Corinthians 5, 16 and 17, which contain probably one of Paul's most famous verses. All right. Galatians 6:15. "For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything or means anything, but a new creation." 2 Corinthians 5, 16, 17. "Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we don't know him this way any longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." Okay, did you catch what happened? In Galatians 6:15, it doesn't matter. Paul says, if you're in Christ, it doesn't matter if you've physically been cut. So what if you've been circumcised or you haven't been circumcised? Paul says, who cares? Take 2 Corinthians 5:16. We don't regard people according to their flesh. We don't regard people according to their whether they've been cut or not. It does not just mean cutting, because the 2 Corinthians 5 context is broader. Because in 2 Corinthians 5, there's no mention of circumcision there. But it's this broad context of, look, everyone died in Christ. The ones who want to live in him can live through his resurrection. That's my personal philosophy. People ask me about inclusion a lot. My answer is, I think everybody was included at the cross, and I think 2 Corinthians 5:14 is pretty compelling. I don't necessarily believe that everybody is risen in their walk. I don't think that everybody is walking as a resurrected man. Did Christ include them in the death? How could he not? No one was excluded from the death. I think we've excluded ourselves from the resurrection. And once we believe on him and allow him to do the work, we're no longer judged according to the flesh. Then this happens. 2 Corinthians 5:17. "If anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." Your old King James says, if any man's in Christ, he's a new creature. It's bad Greek. He's a new creation. If a man's in Christ, he's a new creation. I think creature tends to take the focus away from the creative act of God. You've been recreated. You are part of the last Adam, not the first Adam. If any man's in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. Take it to Galatians 6:15. In Christ, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything but a new creation. See what Paul does there? What Paul is saying, I believe, in the Galatians passage, which is the focus of our study here on the DDP, if you're in Christ, it's not going to matter if you've been cut or not. If you're in Christ, it's not going to matter if you're Jewish by heritage or not. It's not going to matter if you've observed the rites of circumcision or not, because the thing that matters in Christ is that you're a new creation. We don't judge you according to your flesh. That can also mean, and now we're back in 2 Corinthians 5, could also mean not only do we not judge you based upon whether you've been circumcised or not, we don't judge you based on anything we see. We don't judge you based on anything we hear, because you're in Christ and therefore you're a new creation. That's part of what it means to be in Christ. But it's being a new creation. So you can take the 2 Corinthians 5:17 theology, and you can take the Galatians 6:15 theology, and you put them together, and I think what you come up with, the conclusion I make of Paul's gospel is this. The outside of a man isn't near as important as the inside of a man. What is important is that a man realizes he was included in the crucifixion of Christ, and now he needs to recognize himself as a new creation. And as you accept that, you start to walk into that reality. Or as Paul says it this way in 1 Corinthians 15, awake to righteousness and sin not. It's time to wake up to the righteousness that's been accomplished on your behalf. Now tomorrow, we head into 16, 17, and 18. You would think, being the final three verses of the book, we could do it in one podcast. We can't, and I'll tell you why. It's because of the last phrase of verse 16. I'm not even going to tell you what it is. You can do your own homework. Galatians 6:16, there's some good stuff there. See you tomorrow. God bless.